Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland is going to the polls today for the general election to the Lok Sabha 2024, along with other 101 parliamentary constituencies spread over 16 states and 4 union territories. Voting is being held from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 13 lakh voters of Nagaland will decide the fate of the three candidates, namely Dr. Chembenmuri of NDPP, S. Supung Meren Jamir of Congress, and independent candidate Haitang Tungmoy vying for state's lone Lok Sabha seat. All electors having electors' photo identity card, EPIC, have to produce the EPIC for their identification at the polling stations before casting their votes. Electors who are not able to produce the EPIC will have to produce alternate photo identity documents for establishing their identity, such as Aadhaar card, passbooks with photograph issued by the bank or post office, health insurance smart card issued under the schemes of Ministry of Labour, driving license, PAN card, pension document with photograph, service identity cards with photograph issued to employees by central and state governments, PSUs or public limited companies. Following the Eastern Nagaland Public Emergency Control Room's announcement of indefinite total shutdown in Eastern Nagaland on the eve of polling day, Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland Vyasanar has issued a show-cause notice to the President of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization asking why action should not be initiated as per subsection 1 of the section 171C of the Indian Penal Code 1860. The CEO said that a public notice issued under the authority of Eastern Nagaland Public Emergency regarding the indefinite total shutdown was viewed as an attempt to exert undue influence during elections. The CEO directed the president of ENPO to reply to the show cause immediately. Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland Vyasan R. has cautioned the Congress candidate for the Lok Sabha election from Nagaland, S. Supung Meren Jamir, against appealing to communal feelings for securing votes. The CEO issued the order yesterday following a complaint lodged by BJP Dimapur Unit President Im Chainbab against a letter written by the Congress candidate to Dimapur Langbangkong Council Union in Ao dialect. The order said it was confirmed that a letter written by Jamir may be interpreted as appeal by the candidate to vote on the ground of religion for furthering the prospect of his election. It pointed out that under the Representations of People's Act 1951, appealing by a candidate on ground of his religion is a corrupt practice. The order said there is urgent need to maintain decorum during the remaining hours left for polling to commence. Regional News Unit Akashvani Kohima will be presenting special early election bulletins today. The election bulletins for the Lok Sabha election will be presented early from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Nagamese and English. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has appealed to the voters to realize their democratic responsibility, saying elections belong to people and the choices belong to them. He said that they do it for their sake, for their families, children, villages, towns, and for the country. Talking to Akashvani News, Kumar emphasized that the countrymen should never underestimate the power of one vote, as there are many instances when one vote has mattered in a critical contest. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has said that all preparations have been made to welcome voters to the biggest festival of democracy that any nation has witnessed, the elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies in 4 states that starts today in phase 1. The ECI reiterated its uncompromising commitment to deliver a free, fair, peaceful, accessible, participative, and inducement-free poll. The Commission asked voters to guard against misinformation and fake news from influencing them or dissuading them from participating in these elections, especially against false narratives being peddled on social media. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.